speedbuilders.com.
Would you please state your name for the record?
My name is Janice Woods.
Where do you reside, Mrs. Woods?
3242 South Street in Orlando.
Please tell us your occupation, Mrs. Woods.
I am an automobile dealer.
And what is the name of the dealership?
Sunshine State Ford.
Mrs. Woods, you were married to John Woods on January 22, 1999.
That is right.
Prior to that, you were married to William Goodman?
Yes, sir, I was.
And Mr. Goodman died in 1990, is that correct?
That's correct.
At that point, did you have any specific duties in connection with the Sunshine State Ford dealership?
Not when my husband was alive.
Did you carry on this business after he died?
Yes, sir, I did.
And did you automatically receive that dealership franchise upon his death?
No, I did not. I was given the interim franchise for 1 year.
So that would be from 1990 to 1991?
Yes, that is correct.
And then after that, were you given another franchise?
Then I was given my own franchise.
Mrs. Woods, what has been the extent of your education?
I graduated from high school.
Have you been present this day while Mr. Woods has testified?
Yes, sir, I have.
Now, with regard to his testimony concerning the times that he worked for the Sunshine State Ford Agency, are those substantially correct?
Yes, I believe they are.
When did you start seeing Mr. Woods on a personal basis, that is, a social basis?
It was just before the 4th of July in 1989, 3 days before he went to Jacksonville to take another job.
And after that, did you see him fairly regularly on a personal basis?
During the 4 or 5 weeks that he was gone, I talked to him often on the telephone, and I began seeing him then after he returned to Orlando.
When did you and Mr. Woods start discussing marriage, if you remember?
I don't believe I could put an exact time on it. We began to talk about marriage sometime probably after we dated 4 or 5 months.
I see, 4 or 5 months. That would put it in the latter part of 79 or 89, the first part of 90?
Probably, yes.
And then, were there continuing conversations about this particular idea?
Yes, there were conversations pertaining to things that would be involved in the marriage, like my children and the store and things like that.
By conversations about the children, what do you mean?
Well, I can't be specific, but it had to do with adoption. You know, whether or not it mattered that he really wanted to be a father to my children.
Did you, during this period of time, the first quarter of 1990, know that John had been married before?
Yes, I knew that he had been married. I was sure once, and I'm sure I knew of the second time.
Did you know if he had any children by these marriages?
I knew that he had a son. The daughter came as quite a surprise to me.
Now, what are your respective ages, Mrs. Woods?
I am, I believe, 15 years older than John.
Now, were there any discussions about premarital agreements in the event a marriage took place?
Yes, there were discussions.
And when did these discussions take place?
It's a little hard to say exactly, because mostly the premarital discussions were done on a very friendly, sort of a happy basis, sometimes like a joke.
Do you know Mr. North?
Yes, I do.
How long have you known Mr. North?
Since 1970 or 71.
So would it be fair to say he has been your family attorney?
Yes, I think that you could say that.
Also your business attorney?
Yes, he served in that capacity.
Mr. Woods has indicated that you went to Miami for a few days prior to May 21, 1990, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Now, at that time, did you have an intent to get married?
No, sir, I did not.
What was the purpose of this trip to Miami?
Well, we had had some severe disagreements, and I felt the need to get away from him for a few days and try to figure them out.
By we, do you mean Mr. Woods?
Yes, sir, I do.
You say that you had severe disagreements?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Those disagreements were between you and John?
Yes, they were.
What did you do?
Well, I got in the car and started toward Miami.
And you were with whom?
I was with my niece, Fran Jackson.
And what did you do?
We had intended to spend the night in Fort Lauderdale, but I had second thoughts and decided to spend the night in Miami, where I have been quite often, even before I knew John.
To your knowledge, did John know where you were headed for and where you would be staying?
No, he did not.
All right. He has mentioned a phone call. Who placed that call? Do you remember?
I received a phone call from John that night.
How did he know where you were staying?
I can't remember. I know he thought that I might be staying in this one place because it was a favorite of mine.
Well, at the time that you started this trip, you had no intention of staying there. Is that right?
No, I had not.
So he called you there. Is that right?
Yes, that is right.
By the way, how many children do you have?
I have 5, including my stepdaughter, but 4 of my own.
And how old are these 4 of yours?
My daughter will be 26 in November, my oldest son will be 25 in February, and I have twins that were 13 years old last May.
And are these younger two, are they adopted?
Yes, my younger two are adopted.
To the best of your recollection, Mrs. Woods, what was the tone of this telephone conversation that you had on May 21 with John?
Well, it was an effort to be friends again, and he requested that he come to Miami.
And did you agree to that?
Yes, I did.